The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
You know me, I'm into making money with content, and for a while now, it's been with Google AdSense. Very powerful network, the payout's great. Well, Yahoo is finally throwing their hat into the ring with something called YPN, their publisher network. We had an opportunity to speak with Will Johnson this week, the general manager for YPN, and I started the interview by asking him exactly what the product was.
Well, YPN is really a new opportunity for Yahoo. Actually, YPN, just to clear up some confusion that may be in the market, YPN stands for the Yahoo Publisher Network, and that is really the broader network of partners that Yahoo currently has, folks like Wall Street Journal, ESPN, CNN. And now what we've launched is the YPN, or Yahoo Publisher Network, really online channel, self-serve platform, which is now extending that network to really a broader set of publishers across the web, the small and medium-sized publishers that, to this point, we haven't served through our sponsored search and content match products.
And what's your role there, Will?
So I am the general manager of the product line, if you will, so responsible for the overall strategy, business, certainly help influence and drive much of the engineering and product efforts as well.
Now let me ask you this. Do you eat your own dog food? Do you actually have your own little bit of the network that's completely separate from your role?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a couple of little sites set up that I've done more really as I've gotten into it as a test basis to understand some of the competitive products out there. So I've thrown on some affiliate links. I've put up some of our ads, some of the competition's ads, and try to get an understanding of how the market really works.
So how do you feel it currently compares to the competition?
Well, I think actually when I look at it, as we've talked to other publishers, we look at it in a number of ways. Number one, in terms of the relevance of the ads. And I would say that our ads, depending upon the specific category, are certainly as relevant as some of the competition. But relevant is sort of an interesting word because it really depends on how a particular person defines it. So, if you have a site on digital cameras and we're serving up digital camera ads, somebody might view that as relevant. But on the other hand, somebody else may not view that as relevant because they think that people that want digital camera has a digital camera site may be interested in ads other than sort of digital cameras. So, if you look at it from a core relevance perspective, though, I think that we perform quite well compared to the competition. If you look at it in terms of how well we monetize that particular part of a page, how much we actually pay out to a particular partner, I think we're actually very comparable and competitive as well. So I think from those two perspectives, we're doing quite well. What I really like, though, is the fact that we're now providing publishers some control, and we'll be launching a feature in the next week or two that provides publishers with really additional control over the ads that show up on their respective page, and I think that that's going to be a feature that will really take off within the industry.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong before, I've been corrected many times. Your target audience for this is someone who wants to create an online store or already has an online store, or is it just for people who have something to sell? Is it for bloggers? Is it for people who want to have an easy way of integrating their e-commerce with targeted advertising?
Right. I hate to say it, but it's a little bit of all of the above. So I think one of the things that we're working with our other partners throughout Yahoo on is Yahoo has, through our small business platform, the opportunity to basically get people without a website to basically buy a domain, get their website put up, get a commerce engine if they should choose onto that site. So we're going to be working with those segments of customers that really are just getting on the web and want to not only take advantage of some of the other Yahoo products and services to basically build their website. What the Yahoo Publisher Network is now bringing is a means to really effectively monetize that website through contextual advertising. But that's just one segment. We really want to go after some of the key bloggers in the industry that have their site up and running and are looking for ways to sort of monetize that more effectively. We're also looking at larger sites, so maybe newspapers or large information portals that today we don't serve because they're just not quite big enough to meet some of our current requirements for working with them. But now that we've built the self-serve platform, we can start working with larger newspaper organizations and other sort of content sites, if you will, to basically get them on the web. Our mission, quite frankly, is pretty broad, but it's really to serve publishers of all sizes and of all kinds with contextual advertising as our first product out the door, but we soon hope to add on with search and other RSS ads and other related products.
So did you just call Christian Wareham a pretty broad?
I don't think I did that.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't tell her then. You mentioned, you know, going after bloggers and people who already have content. You're not offering a replacement for their current content management system, correct?
At this point, we are not. That's certainly something that some folks have talked to us about, and certainly is an interesting idea to think about moving into that space. But at this point, we are not. At this point, the core product that's available through the platform is really our contextual advertising program. But certainly, one of the key things and one of the reasons we're rolling this out in sort of a limited beta is to better understand specifically what is it that people really want, and then we'll take that information and figure out how to deliver upon it.
Can someone serve up those contextual ads in your network on their own system, or do they need to be specifically with YPN?
Let me make sure I understand that question. So if you have a website, if you're a blogger, a directory, a content site, whatever you might be, you can basically access our system, and it's basically a JavaScript implementation. Take that piece of code and put it on your site, and you would be serving ads on your own. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Or did I miss it?
No, that's accurate.
Okay.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can.
Just to clarify that,
yes,
I wasn't sure. So really, what are you offering that's different from any other person who, or I should say company, who's trying to offer or act in the same space?
Right. Well, I would say that we're sort of attacking this sort of level of difference in a number of ways. First off, and I would say it gets to the issue of targeting. And we really do believe there's an opportunity to help publishers target their advertising on their site more effectively by giving the publisher some control over the look and feel of that advertising. Now, granted, there are some programs out there that do allow publishers a lot of control where they pick specific advertisers. We don't offer that level of control, but we do provide greater control over some of the larger players by really allowing them to sort of pick specific ad categories. So that's one area of differentiation. Another is in the area of customer service and focus. So we are providing not only email service, but phone service to all of our publishers as part of this beta program. We think that that's certainly an area to differentiate, and that is new. The third area that's new is a focus on building a quality network. Now, I think one of the things that came up at certainly SES and other panels is that, well, how are you really going to do that? And as part of the beta process, we are going to, you know, test and try different mechanisms to ensure that we build a quality network. But what we've heard from publishers is that, hey, we want to participate with other quality publishers. We've also heard from advertisers that we want quality leads from these publishers. And so in order to really build this ecosystem, if you will, that does work for both the publishers and the advertisers, we need to ensure that we are providing quality leads to our advertisers. So a big part of what we're trying to differentiate ourselves with is building that quality network through improved click-through protection systems, through front-end and back-end editorial checks, and a whole host of sort of quality processes. So that is different. And then the final area that's different that isn't real clear today, and I'll sort of be clear on that, but within 6 months or so, I think that there's a real opportunity to be different by leveraging broader Yahoo content and bringing that to the table. So allowing a publisher, maybe in the travel space, to actually access travel reviews from Yahoo and basically put that on their site, or maybe access shopping links, and instead of being paid on a CPC basis, maybe there would be part of a CPA sort of payment process. So I think there's a whole host of opportunities longer term that really make this an interesting value proposition.
Okay, you know I'm going to ask this question. How do you compare to Google AdSense?
Well, I think, you know, each of those four areas that we talked through, I think as we looked at the competition and them included, we think we compare quite favorably. So we've said we're going to be competitive with respect to monetization. In some categories, we may pay more. In some categories, we may pay a little bit less. But by and large, we'll be very competitive. We're going to provide publishers with more control. We're giving them the opportunity to target ads based upon specific categories. We're offering them greater customer service. We're giving them the opportunity to actually pick up the phone, call us, and have a dialogue. We think that that's important. And we're actually, over time, going to be able to bring the breadth of the Yahoo content to them that's something that other competitors cannot provide. So I think, actually, we compare quite favorably. Certainly, they're, you know, a big player in the space, but we look forward to competing.
What is one of your favorite features of the product?
One of my favorite features, actually, I have a couple, but I really like the ad targeting feature because that really is saying to the publisher, we understand that you know your audience, we understand that you know your site, and we want you to basically help inform the ads that show up. We also have a sort of a neat little feature that allows publishers that are also advertisers to actually, if they're a Yahoo Search Marketing advertiser and spend money, you know, buy keywords, write titles and descriptions, and use that basically money to drive traffic to their website. We also allow those advertisers who are now publishers to take their earnings that they earn off of their publisher contextual ads and put that back into their advertising account. So it's sort of a nice seamless way to allow publishers and advertisers who are sometimes one and the same to basically efficiently work across our system.
And you've been with this particular product for how long?
I started in late part of last year on this product.
Oh,
late 04.
So it's quite a while.
Well, we've taken a little bit of time to build the product. We've done a little bit of alpha testing with some of our customers, and now we're getting this out into the market, and we're really excited about getting it out there and then extending it a little bit later in the year to a broader set of publishers.
Now, were you at SES for a brief while as well?
I was.
Do you have any takeaways from the show?
Well, I was. I guess a couple things. One is that in the old days, sort of SES was really focused on the advertising space and really helping advertisers understand how to use the web to more effectively drive leads to their website. I think now you see a significant number of bloggers, content operators, publishers there trying to understand how they can participate in that market as well. So I was just sort of the convergence of both advertising and publishing. I found interesting. I think that some of the contextual panels that either I sort of participated on or listened to, I think it was interesting that the space is still very immature. So we're really, I hate to use sort of the baseball analogy, but it's sort of the 9-inning game. We're really in inning one. There's just a lot of people looking at the space. I think there's a huge opportunity for innovation. And, a significant opportunity for both large players like Yahoo and also small innovative companies to come in and create a demand for their respective products. So I think just the energy, the innovation, the fact that we're still early in the stage, and then also the integration of both publishing and advertising was most interesting to me.
All right, here's another question for you. How soon are we going to see updates to YPN?
Well, you're going to see them quite frequently, so I think that's one of the great things that we have going on here. We have an engineering team that's really focused, product team that's really excited about listening to the feedback and building those features in. So we launched the beta on 8.3. By the end of this month, or certainly the first week of September, we'll have this ad targeting feature built in. A month or two later, we're looking at things like direct deposit. We're looking at things like ads in RSS. We're looking at other features like search box functionality and other ways to sort of leverage the Yahoo network. So I think actually we're going to be looking at updates quite frequently. A lot of what we're trying to do, though, is listen as we get out there with our early beta publishers and kind of hear what they say and what they would like to have improved upon. And we'll make those improvements as quickly as we can.
I'm curious, have you heard much feedback about YPN to this point?
Well, we have. I think we've heard from publishers that, number one, they're excited that there's another choice in terms of sort of a large player out there. I think generally publishers would agree that, hey, more competition in the industry will ultimately help them. It brings more innovation, potentially, allows them to sort of understand and be paid, as they deem appropriately. And so I think it's from their perspective, we've heard that's a good thing. We've heard that they like a lot of the features that we've talked about in terms of the vision around ad targeting, the vision around the broader Yahoo content. They love the fact they can pick up the phone and actually call somebody, so we've heard positive things about that. And then we've also heard a lot of folks that said, we want to participate, and why can't we participate, and would you please allow us to get in the door? So we're trying to, you know, quickly sort of test and learn so that we can open the doors a little bit more broadly.
Is YPN another version of Overture?
Well, YPN is leveraging many of the assets that Overture brought to the table. So we're leveraging, so Overture, we now call it Yahoo Search Marketing, so we rebranded again. And Yahoo Search Marketing, you know, has this huge network of advertisers that basically opt into our sponsored search and content match ads. As part of the Yahoo Publisher Network, we're now taking all of that ad inventory, if you will, and putting that onto these publisher pages. So in many senses, we are. It's not another Overture per se, but it's certainly leveraging a lot of the assets that that particular group brings to the table.
If I'm viewing a website, is there an easy way to tell whether or not it's actually part of YPN?
Well, you can certainly, if you're looking at if you're looking at the ads, you can certainly do. You can view the source, do a little right click on the ads, do a view source, and you'll see within there a little tagline that would, I think actually at this point it does still say Overture, even though we have rebranded, I think it still does say Overture.
Okay, so it's out there. It's in the wild.
It is in the wild. It's out there. We're getting it out there, you know, relatively slowly, but we're learning and we're testing, and then, you know, as I said, we really hope in the next couple months to get this thing out much, much wider, into the wild that much further.
If I can ask, how big is your team?
We are, you know, growing in size. I will say that, you know, Yahoo has a policy where we don't specifically comment on the size of respective teams or resources that we're putting into it. But I will say that this is a top priority across all of Yahoo, and we are hiring as quickly as we can.
Is YPN something that existing Yahoo properties can take advantage of, or are you pretty much autonomous within the whole Yahoo network?
Well, we are building, I guess what I would say, a platform for other Yahoo properties to syndicate their content or work with publishers as appropriately. So initially, within the portal, we have opportunities, for instance, for the team that gets involved with RSS or the Add to My Yahoo button. So we've integrated with them. We've done some integration with our search team with their YQ product. So really, for this product to be successful, it cannot be autonomous. Over time, we have to build linkages into all of the properties across Yahoo, and not only for Yahoo's benefit, but, you know, I think we really believe that that's for ultimately the publisher's benefit. So over time, it will not be autonomous. Over time, it will be, you know, very integrated. And everything down to the UI, to the reporting, to basically the basic functionality, which integrates a lot of those properties together.
Do you actually use RSS on a regular basis?
Well, what we do is we certainly allow publishers to use RSS to access the My Yahoo visitors, if you will. We are also, as part of this, certainly going to provide publishers the opportunity in the near future to make money off of their own RSS feeds by allowing us to put ads in those feeds. Now, the broader sort of strategy around feed management and a whole host of other sort of tools and services around RSS is something that, you know, we would evaluate as sort of a business proposition, but something that we don't have focus on at the moment.
Now, what about personally?
Personally, yeah, absolutely, certainly through the. As a matter of fact, I think I've got to get you on the get you on my Yahoo. I typically, to be perfectly honest, I love a lot of the My Yahoo sites. So through or the Yahoo sites, do I use My Yahoo as sort of my personal platform or personal reader, if you will? And I actually do syndicate a lot of, or actually access a lot of different blogs through my Yahoo site.
Are you blogging yourself?
I am not blogging myself. We are one of the things that we have talked about through this network is actually developing a blog for the YPN team and portal as a way to sort of interact and create a dialogue with our publishers. So we'd be interested to get feedback from certainly you and others as we go down this process to see if that makes sense.
And of course, if you blogged, you'd get something at MSN Spaces, right?
Well, that's right. This, probably not.
Well, you know, I had to ask.
That's
know.
Right.
So, anyway, thanks again for your time, Will.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Take care.
You too.
The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.